For whatsoever is born of God overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcometh the world, even our faith, which comes by hearing and hearing the word of God. Reverend Romeo Selmensah of the Makarios Church, Adringano, will teach and direct you with practical life experiences through the word of God to walk in the miraculous life in faith. This is the word of God.
Amen. Let us pray. Father, thank you for the grace of life and the opportunity to be in your presence and to hear your word. Jesus, we love you. You always think about us and you always love us. And that is why you always gather us in your presence so that you will teach us the ways of the Lord and you will guide us by your Spirit. Holy Spirit, we welcome you as you take us through the scriptures and bring us revelation in the knowledge of you. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. Please be seated. You are welcome, those on the social media, Facebook, and YouTube. You are all welcome. Please like, thumb up, share, and let somebody be blessed. Hallelujah. Amen. Wonderful. This month, God is commissioning us. We are in the month of September. September is a month of birth. Isn't it true? So God wants every one of us to bear fruits. Hallelujah. You must bring forth. Bring forth somebody. Amen. God is happy when he sees his children doing his work. Hallelujah. And so, our prophet is today in Madagascar, starting 3 weeks of powerful, three countries of crusades. Amen. And Jesus says that, I do what I see my father doing. So when you see what your father is doing, it is important to also do the same thing. Hallelujah. Amen. So we may not be able to go to Madagascar and go to, what's another country? Three countries. Rwanda. And then Central African Republic. Amen. But within our small communities that we are, we can also be evangelists for God. Amen. Say amen. Amen. Everybody can be an evangelist for God because the purpose for the death of Jesus is that men will be saved. Hallelujah. And so this month we're going to study a powerful book. It's a small book, but it contains so much great things that we are going to learn from that. Make yourself saviors of men. Hallelujah. Make yourself, avail yourself to be a savior of men. Hallelujah. Make yourself, whatever you are doing, think about, make yourself available for somebody's life to be saved. That's all that is trying, the book is trying to say. Make yourself saviors of men. Hallelujah. Amen. We know the story of Zacchaeus. Isn't it true? In Luke chapter 19. Luke 19. Luke 19. Can you see it? Let's start reading from verse 1. Bible said that, and Jesus entered and passed through Jericho. He didn't sit in Nazareth. He was moving all over, from one town to another city, to another place. Hallelujah. Now he entered into a city called Jericho. Amen. And behold, there was a man named Zacchaeus, which was the chief among publicans. Publicans were tax collectors. And those the tax collectors were very wicked. Because you see, Israel was under the rulership of the Romans. And the Romans have introduced taxes that they should pay tax. They didn't like it. And so the Romans didn't bring Romans to come and collect. They employed Jews to take tax from their brothers. Because they know where they are. They understand their language. They know. So Zacchaeus was one of the people who was recruited by the Roman people to collect taxes from his own brothers for Roman government. And so the people didn't like him at all. You know, people still don't like tax collectors. If tax man comes to your house now, you see that you just start running. Amen. So there was a man called Zacchaeus, which was the chief among the publicans, and he was very rich. And the Bible said that he sought to see who Jesus was. He wanted to see this Jesus that I've heard a lot people are talking about him. Who is he? So as he was looking for Jesus Christ, he realized that there were a lot of crowd following him. And he was a very short man. So he had it difficult following the crowd and seeing Jesus. Amen. Bible says he was little of stature. And he ran before and climbed up onto a sycamore tree to see him. When you go to Jericho, you see a sycamore tree there. You'll be there very soon. In 2019? Yes. In 2019, we went to Israel and we went to Jericho and there was a sycamore tree there. He took pictures of sycamore trees. You shall be in Jericho one day. Yeah. Hallelujah. One of the blessings of UD is that we always go, sometimes go to Israel. The prophet one day organized a trip and just get yourself ready. When the time comes, you just be called and we just join. Before you know, you are walking on the street where Jesus Christ walked. Hallelujah. I've had the privilege to be in Israel for two occasions. It's a blessing. Amen. You shall be there by the grace of God. So the Bible says that he ran and climbed a sycamore tree, for that is where Jesus was to pass. And when Jesus came to that place, he looked up and saw him and said, Zacchaeus, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. Now look at somebody who was yearning to see Jesus, but there was not opportunity for him to see. But when Jesus passed there, he yearned to see, and he had the privilege to see Jesus Christ. And that was the turning point of his life. So if Jesus had not passed that place where this man was living, he would have remained a sinner till death. Hallelujah. And so we need to understand that we need to pass somewhere. Every street, every corner, every town, every avenue, There are people there who are yearning to see Jesus, to know of Jesus. That is why we who are Christian cannot hide ourselves. Because if we don't go through the streets and through the corners and the avenues, people who are locked up there, who may desire to know Christ, they will be there and they will die in their sins. If somebody has not passed by where you were living and seen you and introduced Christ to you, you wouldn't be who you are today. It's not true. So remember, we are talking about make yourself saviors of men. That means that dedicate your time, your life, your movement. Find time to do this kind of thing so that definitely there will be somebody like Zacchaeus who wants to see Jesus, who wants to become a Christian, who wants to come to church, but he doesn't know have anybody even to talk to him. Hallelujah. So Zacchaeus, he wanted to see Jesus. And if Jesus had not passed through Jericho, and he said, I don't like Jericho, so let me pass somewhere and go to Jerusalem, such a person would have been lost. And God is speaking to all of us. We all have to understand that if we sit in our homes, in our comfort zones, there are people like Zacchaeus who will be locked up in their sins. And they remain in their sins till they die. Why? Because we refuse to go through their Jerichos where they are locked up. Hallelujah. Are you here or go home? So when Jesus met him, can you see? He didn't pass him by. Even though he had an agenda of traveling to some place. It was not his plan to meet this guy, Zacchaeus. He was not stopping at Jericho for anything. He was just passing by. But when he had the privilege to meet this man, he stopped. Many of us, even on our roads and our ways, we meet people, we don't know how to talk to them. We don't know how to stop because you are planning your time. It's like you have to be somewhere back. And you can see somebody that the Holy Ghost is speaking to. Go near, go near, go near. And talk to the person. Remember the story of Philip? The Holy Ghost is there. Go to this route. Pass here. You meet a certain, what do you call it? Ethiopian Enoch. He had come to church, but he doesn't understand even what he came to learn. So go near him. If he had not made himself saviors of men, I'm sure this guy, the Ethiopian Enoch, his name wouldn't be recorded in the Bible. Hallelujah. Are you there? Go home. So the Bible said that when Jesus saw him, he came up and he looked up and saw him. Oh, may you have the heart of Jesus. That when you see people who want to come to church, you have the desire to bring them to church. When Jesus saw him, he said, make haste and come down, for today I must abide at thy house. What does it mean? That means that whatever I'm doing, I'm stopping. For once I've seen you, I want to take advantage and see if I can do something to save your life. I will abide here. At least spend some hours in the presence of the person and see whether God will not make it possible for you to be able to win that soul. He stopped. He said, Peter, we were going somewhere, but because of this soul. You know, there are some people, when you start talking to them, they become quiet. It's a sign that they are willing to hear more. So consider that this is an opportunity for me to stay. Who was more busier than Jesus Christ? He has so many things to do. But when he found a soul that wants to see him, that's yearning to hear more from him, he said, I've stopped where I'm going. This is a special show, I have to say. I just want to stop anything I'm doing to make sure that if I can't win the soul for one whole week, this one there, the way he has received me, the way he's chatting with me, is a sign that he wants to know more of Christ. I will spend time and see if I can win this soul. Sometimes in our quest to win souls, it's like, oh, I've talked to this person, so I'm going to talk to this person, I'm going to do that. And that's how we can establish many souls. Because there's one particular person who is ready to come to Christ. One particular person. If you pray throughout the week and throughout the day and you are going for evangelism and you find one soul, it is worth spending time as the Holy Ghost lead you to spend time with the person and convince the person until the person give his life to Christ as a Lord. And bring the person to church. That is what it's for, in fulfillment of what we say. Make yourself. You see, because if you don't avail yourself to be involved in saving people, sinners don't just come to church. No sinner will just walk in there and say, please, today I am a sinner, so I've entered your church, save me. No. It is the men who speak to people that bring them to the house of God. May the Lord make you a savior of men. Amen. From today, see that you have been commissioned to be a savior of men. Hallelujah. Don't be too busy when it comes to winning souls. Don't be too concerned about plenty. Just a few that you can establish. God is interested. Imagine all of us, from now until Sunday, everybody come concentrated on one soul. One. Just one. And you bring the person to determine that you are going to preach to them, going to visit the person, going to pray with the person, going to share them. You want to do anything to at least every week, one soul a week. Even one soul a month, it will make a big difference. Hallelujah. And the Bible said that, and Zacchaeus said, Jesus said, make haste and come down, for today I must abide in thy house. And he made haste. You see, because the man was already willing to know who Jesus is. So when he said, come, he said, I'm coming. Cry. Do you know that there are people, they are yearning to come to church, but just that they don't know how to enter. They're only looking for you to just talk to them. Oh, I want you to come to me. They will just follow you. Because see, the Holy Ghost is the one who is sending you. And it has already touched somebody's heart. Waiting for you to just go. For the Holy Ghost to convince the person and to come along with that person. Hallelujah. Bible says, and he made haste. He made haste. He made haste. There was a time I was just standing in front of this house, the place, and there was this guy who was in the opposite house. And we were talking and we saw him, we just took advantage and got close to him and started talking to him. Lajok, the following Sunday, he was in church. Yes. It's like even as you see us coming to church and parking at the feet, I wish somebody would encourage me to enter the place. But we just pass in front of them like that. All that he needed is somebody to invite. And truly, he stayed here till he was looking for opportunity to travel. And everything he was doing was not working. When he started coming to church and started preaching to him, he gave his life to Christ. He became a great person, a committed member. And then the opportunity opened for him. Today, he's somewhere out abroad. And he keep watching our Facebook message preaching every day, wherever he is. Every time there's a service, he's watching. I'm sure even as I'm preaching, he's watching me out there. Somewhere in, I think, is it Romania or... Yes. But you see, if we have not gone to him and talked to him to invite him, if I have not made myself a savior for him to receive Christ, he would have maybe, I don't know where his life would have been. That's why God is challenging all of us from today. Just know that God has commissioned us. God has commissioned us to become what? Saviors of men. Hallelujah. He made haste and he came down and he received him what? Joyfully. Ah, isn't that a blessing
to see your soul that you brought has given his life to Christ, and he has joined the church, and is happy that today he's part of this wonderful church. Hey! One of the greatest things in life to see that somebody that you met, that through you, the person has become important, has become a Christian, established, prospered in the church. Hey, one of the greatest blessings every pastor desires is to see his church members. Somebody he met by the roadside, taking him, transforming him, he has become such a great and important person. Hallelujah. May God make you savior of men. Say amen for that. Amen. And he basically came down and received him joyfully. The next verse. Quickly. And when they saw, watch. When the people, the Pharisees, they saw how Jesus had mingled with this sinner. This sinner. If you say you're a son of God, a holy man of God, would you associate yourself with such a bad person? So when they saw, the Bible said they murmured against him that, look at him, he has gone to be guests with a man who is a sinner. Ministry is like that. You take a holy person to mingle with a sinner, because that is the only way you can bring sinners into you. If you think that you are holy, you are clean, you are Christian, so you don't want to associate with sinners, then you cannot be saviors of men. Because sinners are looking for somebody who wants to come to them. They already know that they don't qualify to be here. So no sinner will last and say, well, willingly enter church, that I'm a sinner, please save me. But he shows, expecting a Christian to show love, bringing yourself down. And the Bible said that they were murmuring against him. Now listen to what happened. The next verse. The result of Jesus. Remember, Jesus is the savior of men. The reason why he was doing all these things is just to save this person. So Zacchaeus stood up and said unto the Lord, behold, Lord, half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I've taken anything from any man by false accusation, that's the work I've been doing anyway. You have caught me. That now I want to follow you. I want to confess my sins. I've been cheating people for money. I've been doing bad things with my life. My riches are all coming from the wickedness and the cheating I cheated. So if I have done it, means that he had done it already. So he said that because of what I've done, Lord, I restore even 7 times, 4 times. I want to know that I've repented. If I have to even return it to the people, that is true confession. That is true repentance. May the Lord use you to make somebody come out of a true, confess his sin against that. I've done bad thing. I want to stop doing this thing. Hallelujah. And look at what Jesus Christ said to him. And Jesus said to him, this day, today that you made that confession, today that I came to you, something has entered this house. Not money, not car, not dress or shoe. You have cars, you have shoes, you have money, you have power, you have relationship, you have connections. Listen, those of you who are watching me, you may have a car, you may have a house, you may have so many things, but there is something that you are lacking. That is why God sent me to speak this message to you. That salvation has not yet entered into your house. Say, this day is salvation come to this house. Today that you have confessed your sin, that is when you have joined the club of the children of God. Salvation has come into this house. For as much as he is also a son of Abraham. Somebody was carrying Abrahamic order of blessing in him, that he's supposed to do so much for God. But because of his sin, Satan was using him. And Jesus said, no, I have to help this guy to move out from satanic influences and bring him to the kingdom. Because there is so much in him that must benefit the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. You can see the wildest sinner on the street. You have no idea the spiritual talent that is hidden inside the person. The much gift that is holding in him. That is supposed to advance the kingdom of God. That is why, see, we have the mind that to be a savior, mind that you are bringing somebody who carries. God said that Jesus said that he is a son of Abraham. And Abraham's seeds are all blessed. All have potential for greatness. And here is this Zacchaeus guy, a seed of Abraham, a son of Abraham, who must do the things of Abraham in the house of God. Satan is using him to do what thing? And Jesus said, I cannot allow Satan to continue to control this person. I have to save this guy's life and bring him to the kingdom so that every blessing of Abraham that is hidden inside him will begin to manifest. The first day he came to church, he said, half my property I give to the poor people. The first day, his first offering in church, half my property. You have no idea the soul that you are sowing and his blessing that you be to the kingdom. Some of them are wild. They are our great singers that we are waiting for them to enjoy the church. Some of them are financiers of the things of God. Some of them, they are even supposed to give us lands to build the church of God. Are you here of God? That is why we have to take this matter serious. Because the people we are bringing to church today you may see them as ordinary people because of sin. But when they come to the house of God, you see the giftings and the talents that they are holding for the advancement of the kingdom of God. Some of them are even your husband who has not yet joined the church. Some of you are looking for husbands. Yes. Why do you think Jesus Christ to save Saul? A very bad person was killing his own people. Look at how Jesus, when Jesus Christ became a savior and turned this guy, what Saul and became Paul, what he was able to do for the kingdom of God. May God touch your heart from today to know that try to just bring the person. You that do your best and bring the person into the house of God. You'll be surprised that as the person you saved, you made yourself available. Eh? Belinda, the person you made yourself available and saved. Because the message is that make yourself, you yourself. Pastor Daniel, make yourself, make time to save somebody's life and bring the person to church. Because there is so much in everybody. That's why God has not given up on anybody. Until you die, God will never give up on you. Because he knows what is inside everybody. Hallelujah. I never dreamed to be a pastor. So if I have not been so by my life, I don't be saved as somebody to be in church. All my talents and giftings and all my things would have been used for foolish things. Hallelujah. But by the grace of God, God has used me to do even something little for his kingdom. Something little. Today, the grace of God, the church, God used me to build in my former. Go and see this evening. They are even having a service there. Very powerful service. They say Tahila service. Worship praises are going on at the moment as I'm here. They are just praising God, thanking God. People that I never knew that the work I'm doing will one day become a blessing to them. I challenge every one of you that God, may you become a savior of men. Give yourself to do something for God. It's not about personal. The fact that through you that there's something established. Hey. There's nothing that is so valuable, so significant in your life that through you, once giving your little time, you made yourself available. Instead of going on Saturday to go and do plumbing, he said, no, I need to move around this corner. There may be a Zacchaeus hiding there that I can bring to the Lord and save his life. Make yourself. I say, make yourself, spend some time to pray for somebody to be saved. Make your money available to buy somebody to church. You are making yourself a savior of men. Hallelujah. Amen. So Jesus said, for as much as this one also is what? The son of Abraham, verse 10. Now watch what Jesus Christ said. For the Son of Man is come to do what? To do what? Can you sit down and be seeking for things? That means I have to go around looking for. That's why he was moving through Jericho, Nazareth, Capernaum, everywhere. What was he doing? The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Hallelujah. 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 This is a commission God has given to us. Our duty, our commission, antimatter, our commission is to make ourselves saviors of men. Jesus had made himself a savior of Zacchaeus. He made himself available. If he had not made himself available by going through Jericho, he would have thought that only Capernaum and Chorazin, his Bible said that Jesus said that you Chorazin and this will, you if the miracle that had been done to you had done me in Sodom and Gomorrah, they would have changed. That's why he spent much of his time ministering to those people, those cities. Yet, he found time to go to Jericho. And look at what happened at Jericho. Zacchaeus came out of it. Zacchaeus came out of Jericho. May God use you. Any corner you are passing, may you become a savior of somebody there. I say, may you become a savior of somebody there. Don't say that. Oh, as for this place, the people, they don't like to come to church. There is one person who likes to come to church. Look for that person. I say, look for that person. The Son of Man is come to seek and to save that which is lost. Many of our members are lost. When I came here, some of the old members used to have, many of them today, they have stopped coming to church. He said that though they have been moved from the chaos state, they have been destroyed, so they have run away. But they are somewhere, they are hidden somewhere. That is why we have to make ourselves available. Available. Tell your neighbor, make yourself. Make yourself available and do something for God. In your lifetime, do something for God. Don't just become a self-centered Christian. Eh? It's only you since, but if somebody has not brought you to church, would you be who you are today? Hallelujah. And so tonight, the Lord has spoken to us. In Obadiah chapter 1, verse 21, the Bible says, Obadiah 1:21, and saviors. God is looking for saviors. Everybody must be part of the saviors. And saviors shall come up on Mount Zion. Mount Zion is the church. For you have not come into a mount of something. Is it not true? But you have come to Mount Zion, assembly. So the church represents Mount Zion. And the church duty is to become saviors, to judge the Mount of Esau. The Mount of Esau is a mount of sinners. You know, Bible uses Esau as a sinner and Isaac, Jacob, as a righteous person. So when you see those kind of words, it's just metaphorical statements. Do you understand? So God expects Christians to represent Mount Zion. Do you understand? To be the judge, to judge sinners, to gather sinners, to be able to convict sinners and bring them to the presence of God. And that the kingdom shall be the Lord's. The kingdom, the church belongs to God. We are his people in Mount Zion. We shall be saviors. We should be saviors of men. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And so, ladies and gentlemen, I think that our time is up. We want to end here. Next week, we will go into the book, deeper in the book, so that we all understand what it means to be saviors of men. Hallelujah. Amen. In Matthew chapter 28, you see Jesus Christ before he left, his commission he gave unto us all is what? Matthew 28, verse 19 and 20. Matthew 28, 19 and 20. Jesus said, he said what? Go ye therefore, teach all nations. So you can start from verse 18. He said that, and Jesus came and spake unto them. Before Jesus Christ, that's the last statement from Christ. Before he left the earth. Bible said that, and Jesus came and spake unto his disciples. All power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. All power. And you are my disciples. You are my friends. You are the people I've worked with. As I'm living, I want you to go with this mind that all power in heaven and on earth, I have it. So don't be afraid of anything as you go, for I will be with you. Hallelujah. All power is given unto me in heaven and on earth. Then verse 19, which is the commission. Go ye therefore. Go ye with this understanding that all power belong to God. All power belong to our Savior Jesus. And so go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Have you seen? Of the Holy Spirit. I've told you how to read the Bible. Go back to 20. Go ye therefore, teach all nations. Teach what? So it's important that every one of us, a savior, must be a teacher of the word. Because if you don't teach the people, how would they know Christ? And you need to teach people, preach to people, talk to people. He didn't say go and just move around. No, we go and teach. We go and preach, baptizing them in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Ghost. Now you see colon. Have you seen colon there? He's giving a further explanation of what this, the Holy Ghost, the Son, and the Father is going to help us to do. Okay? Verse 20. Teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen. Oh, clap for Jesus. Hallelujah. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is the great commission that God has committed unto all of us. If you are a member of Christ's body, there is only one duty. Teach, preach. Anything Christ did is what we are doing. That's why we today, like I said, our Father is all the way in Madagascar. Do you know Madagascar? Very far place. When you draw Africa map, the small one on the ocean, on the have you seen that? You don't have to draw Africa map. Africa map is like this. But as I would Madagascar count, this is complete. It's an island. It's not connected to African body, but it's part of us. That's where he is. Hallelujah. Why should he go that far? Because he has been to Nazareth. He has been to, Capernaum. He has been to Gadara. He met a madman there. He helped him to come out of his foolishness. And he became an evangelist. He was only going about making himself saviors of men. And that is why our Father, he has been to so many countries. All the cities in Ghana he has visited is, and districts today all the way in Madagascar. What is he doing? He has made himself savior of And Jesus said, I do what I see my father doing. If we are the children of Bishop Dag, then this is our call. We have no right to stay home when the father is working. Jesus says in John chapter 5 verse 17, they told him that, why have you healed somebody in the Sabbath day? And he said that, my father worketh hitherto, and I work. My father is still working, so I can't sit down. Once my father is, some of you are in offices, your boss has not closed, then you take your bag and run away. You have to speak like Jesus. Say, my father is still working. And that is why I'm also working. When you do that, you always have promotion. If you have this spirit, you always have promotion. My boss has not closed. I won't close. If your boss should be able to come and tell them, oh, why are you still here also, boss? You haven't closed. That's all. Wow. Wow. See, you touch his heart. Because he can see that everybody, 4:30, many people have started packing themselves to leave the office. But if you want to attract the blessing of your leader, your father, you have to learn how to work when he's working. Work when he's working. Don't be in a rush to leave office when your boss, some of you see your boss, tell you, oh, they, or no day, I know they are. Sometimes you day cry by Charlie. You almost say, what question them were show. So he's there. Say, oh, where is Joanna? Where is Joanna? Can I pray? Your line is off. You are gone. Your intercom. I'm talking to somebody on the social media. Listen. Jesus said, my father worketh hitherto, and I work. My boss is still working. I can't stop working. That's why you see us, that when we close from church, but we are still working. Because that's the way our fathers work. We are not a church, we finish church service, and Pastor Tunika Pau Woko. No. It's time for fellowships, relationship, discussions. We can't leave because that's the time we are even going to experience more blessings. Because that's how our Father have trained us. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. So ladies and gentlemen, tonight the Lord has spoken to all of us. He's commissioned us. Throughout this month, determine in your heart that you make yourself. You make what? Yourself. Because you have to, no, we are not going to force you. We are not going to take record. We are showing you how you can become blessed by God. He who works for God receives the reward from God. Hallelujah. If your father is working and you're also working, you are bringing blessings to your life. Whatever Bishop Dag is doing in Madagascar, as you are also here doing the same work, the same God who has called him, he will bless you as well. May you have this sweet month. Pray, everybody pray. And commit yourself to God. Stand to your feet and pray. Commit yourself to God and Lord, make me a savior. Make me. I make myself too busy for nothing. But from today, show me how to make myself available to teach, to visit, to evangelize, to talk to somebody about Christ, about the kingdom of God. That Jesus came to die for sinners. That Jesus came to seek and to save that which is lost. We are also to seek and to save that which is lost. To seek and save that which is lost. To seek and save. To seek means that you can't sit down. You cannot sit down. If Jesus has sat down in Bethlehem or in Nazareth and relaxing watching television, there was no way Zacchaeus' life could have been saved. So Jesus has commissioned all of you and me that together, let's all those on social media, Jesus is commissioning you, take up a challenge and make yourself a savior. A savior. Somebody's life depends upon you visiting him, talking to him, even sharing this message to somebody for the person's life to be saved. For Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that which is lost. May it be in your heart from today that you are giving yourself to seek and to save that which is lost. Many of our brothers are lost. Many people around our communities are lost. It is our duty to go around, not sit down, and bring them into the house, that my house may be filled. It is God's heart that his house will be filled. And only we can do it for him. Commit yourself, Lord, for the grace and the Spirit of God, the Spirit of conviction, to enter into your heart, that as Christ worked and sought and found, so may we go out there to seek and to save that which is lost. We give you the praise. Holy Spirit, we love you. We love you. We thank you. That Jesus said, when you come, you shall convict the world of sin. Let your Spirit come upon us. That wherever we are, you will convict sinners to yield to our call. As we depart from you, anoint us with special anointing. The Lord, throughout this week and throughout this month, you will lead us by your Spirit into places, into corners, into communities, into streets and avenues where Zacchaeus are waiting for us to save their souls and bring them to the kingdom. We pray, O Lord, that nobody will be a stubborn servant and disobedient servant. But this month, you lead us every week. There's one particular soul who want to see Jesus in our community, in our place of work. Help us to identify them. Lead us by your Spirit to minister to the person. As your Spirit led Philip to be able to minister to the Ethiopian eunuch, we pray, Lord, that your Spirit would lead us and connect us to people who, when we speak to them, you already prepared their hearts to surrender unto you. That we become saviors of men indeed, not just in word. We bless you. We thank you and glorify you. Anoint us with fresh oil. Put your hand on your heart and say, Lord, anoint me with fresh oil. Anoint me with fresh oil. Anoint me with fresh oil. That will enable me to be saviors of men. That will make me a savior. I want to be a savior of men. Fresh oil, Lord. The sweet smelling savor. That everywhere I am, may I smell of you. Oh, may your presence, Lord, smell all around me. To be able to bring the soul that are lost. Oh, yes, Lord. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for baptizing us once again to do your work. For Jesus said, you stay in Jerusalem until you are endued with power. And so we cannot do this work without endowment of your power. And so, Holy Spirit, tonight, come upon us. Come and fill us. Come and impart your awesome power over us. That we go out there to do the great works you have given unto us. And thank you for the many Zacchaeus that are yearning, O Lord, to see you, Jesus. And Lord, by your Spirit, lead us to connect and to bring them. Even this week, this Sunday, may it be manifested practically in our lives. That we who came and we received the commission, every one of us will have a reason to bring somebody and save the soul of that particular one. We bless you. In Jesus' name. Amen. Clap your hands to the Lord. God bless you. Please be seated. Take your offering and let's honor the goodness of the Lord. Lift it up and let's pray. Father, bless the hands of your people as they sow. The same hand that are sowing. You are on Facebook. You are on YouTube. Take a good offering and wire it to this number 054-9988-120. You see Makarios Church at Jeringano. You are sending to the church, not to a man. And God will bless you. Take a good offering. 1,000, 500, 200, 100, 50, 20. By all means, send a seed and God will bless you. Let's pray. Father, thank you for the grace to give. In Jesus' name, amen. You brought your tithe? Okay, come and receive your blessing first. Father, thank you. For midweek, he has paid his tithe. Midweek, midterm of his life, bring him supernatural breakthrough in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, I've told you, we take tithe every day, every Sunday. During the week, anything that God has blessed you with, don't hold on to the end of the month. If you do that, you eat. You say, I'm organizing it, and by the end of the month, when I add my salary, then I'll. No. Don't wait for your salary. Anything that you receive is a blessing to you. Take 1%, 10% and just immediately wire it. It can be even 1 CD crowd, wire it. Okay, so that you save yourself. Because you want God to bless him quick. You want God also to wait for some time before he brings the blessing. So you receive now, you say, God, your own. Then that's how God also continue to add more to you. Okay. Now bring your 50 Ghana cedis, 20 Ghana cedis, 100 Ghana cedis. Come, God bless you. 10 Ghana cedis. Quickly, everybody come, I'm waiting. God bless you. You are Jarrah, you are enough. I will be content in every circumstance. You are Jarrah, you are enough. You are Jarrah. You are enough. Father, we bless you that you are Jehovah Jarrah. You are our provider. Even this seed that we have given to you, it came from you. And Lord, thank you for grace. Multiplicity of your grace. Abounding unto us all the time. But the Bible said that God is able to make all grace abound towards us. That we, having sufficiency of all things, will also abound into many good works. Let there be sufficiency for your people. As the country and the world go through economic challenges, let heaven supplies help us to overcome the challenges of this world. For when men are saying there is a falling down, may we also say, O Lord, that there is a lifting up. For your word said that in our weakness, you make yourself strong. And so in our lack, you make yourself abundant. And so we are counting on your abundance in the midst of our littles. And that is why we believe that the seed we have sown is going to activate supernatural supplies, abundance of heaven supply, to help us to survive and to overcome and to even flourish in the midst of famine. We give you the praise that you are our strength and our survivor and our supply. Jehovah Jarrah is your name. I want to see the manifestation of your Jarrah anointing upon our lives. In Jesus' name. Amen.
We believe you've been blessed by the message. Do visit us at the Makarios Church at Jeringano on the 13th New Oyo Avenue behind the American House building. This and every Sunday are first and second services at 7:30 a.m. and 10 a.m. respectively. For counseling, prayer and spiritual support, do call 0244 32 77 0243-86-9117 or 0243-86-9119. God richly bless you.